This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
California voters have spoken and rejected the Governor Gavin Newsom recall. Roughly two-thirds of the Golden State voters decided to keep the Democrat in power.
We said yes to all those things that we hold dear as Californians, and I would argue as Americans. Economic justice, social justice, racial justice, environmental justice, our values where California's made so much progress. All of those things were on the ballot this evening. And so I'm humbled and grateful to the millions and millions of Californians that exercise their fundamental right to vote and express themselves so overwhelmingly by rejecting the division, by rejecting the cynicism, by rejecting so much of the negativity that's defined our politics.
USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The Democrats' partisan $3.5 trillion spending package is running into some roadblocks. Tim Berg reports.
House Democrats unveiled some of their proposals to pay for their $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation package that they're calling human infrastructure. Ohio Republican Congressman Bill Johnson says he's confident more moderate Democratic lawmakers will either change or derail this budget package.
As you've heard from Senator Joe Manchin, he's got a top limit of somewhere between $1 and $1.5 trillion. We had Democrat colleagues last night and early this morning throughout our all-night markup that said, hey, we're spending too much.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business.
South Korea's military is reporting North Korea fired two ballistic missiles into the sea from its east coast on Wednesday. The foreign ministers of South Korea and China were meeting in Seoul on Wednesday following North Korea's cruise missile launches over the weekend. USA Radio News.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Bob Woodward has a new book that claims Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley took action after January 6 to limit then-President Trump's power over the military and contacted his Chinese counterpart, undermining 45. A claim disputed by President Trump on Newsmax.
So first of all, if it is actually true, which is hard to believe, that he would have called China and done these things and was willing to advise them of an attack or in advance of an attack, that's treason. And I would think I've had so many calls today saying that's treason. Number one. Number two, it's totally ridiculous. I never thought of it. You were there. You knew what was happening in the White House. You had plenty of friends. You never heard the word China mentioned in a thing like this. You heard a lot of anger about China on trade, and we made a great trade deal. You heard a lot of anger on China with the China virus. But for him to say that I would even think about attacking China, I think he's trying to just get out of his incompetent withdrawal out of Afghanistan. The worst, the dumbest thing that anybody's seen, probably the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to our country, where they killed our soldiers. We left with embarrassment on our face. We left Americans behind. and we left $85 billion worth of the best equipment in the world.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And I'll tell you, it's great to have our next guest, Lee Strobel. It's been a long time since we've had a chance to talk, but we're going to talk about his new book, A Case for Heaven, that is now the number one new release in apologetics at Amazon. Lee, congratulations.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
Well, I like what you tweeted out here just moments ago. You said you met a guy at church over the weekend who had been seriously ill a few years ago. He showed me a framed prescription that was among those his doctor wrote for him. The patient did recover and is now a Christian. Awesome. Tell our audience what the doctor prescribed for him.
Yeah, he showed me this prescription that he had framed. And it said, The Case for Christ by Lee Strobel. Apparently, the doctor had sensed that this guy had some spiritual issues or questions that he needed answers to, and he recommended my book. And sure enough, the guy not only got well, but he came to faith.
Wow, and that's a great, you know, and what's so timely about this? We were just talking that. You know, I've traveled, you know, cross country from Florida. I'm in California right now, but before I went all the way to Hawaii, I was in Maui and Kauai. And in talking to people, and Lee, the question that comes to me, people ask, is that, Bill, is God judging us?
Yeah.
And I say, well, you know, regarding COVID, especially in Hawaii, they were wired so tight. The aloha spirit is, as one writer said, it's now a noha. It's so tight and everything's about the mask and everything else. I mean, it's really sad because, you know, this is a very loving people and the island
right.
is very welcoming. And boy, I'll tell you,
yeah.
it's gone through a metamorphosis to say the least as a result of COVID. It's affected everybody. But, you know, what comes to mind, and I shared this with our audience a couple of weeks back, is that in the Old Testament, remember when, Dallas Jenkins with Chosen played this out well in talking about Nehushtan and the bronze snake being raised up and Joshua going, wait a minute, what are you doing here? Is this, you know, an idol that you're presenting? He said, I don't know, but this is what God, you know, I don't think so. This is what God told me to do. So I'm, you know, everything God's told me to do up to now has worked. So hey, I think we ought to do this, you know, is in a sense conversation that you could kind of believe that might happen. And when the people looked upon the raised snake, they were healed. And I somewhat see the relevance in saying, where are we in raising Christ? If we raise Christ up before the masses around the world, can we expect a healing? Is that a possible answer?
Well, you know, no question that the whole pandemic has affected people in a deep way. 29% of Americans either know someone who has died of COVID or mm-hmm. had a
yes.
relative die of COVID. I lost my brother at the beginning of the pandemic. Thank you. It's been hard, and I think a lot of people are asking the questions about, you know, what does this mean? I think, you know, if it points us toward God, if it points us toward the fact that we are headed down some really troublesome roads in our country and in our world, that's a good thing. I mean, if mm-hmm. any good can come out of it, perhaps it can raise our awareness that You know, the fact that the Romans says the earth groans because it's, like it's in childbirth, because
exactly.
Sin has affected not only moral decisions that we make, but it's affected the world. It's why we have things like pandemics and wildfires and earthquakes and things like that. And, you know, so is there hope? You know, I remember the famous speech that Chuck Colson gave a number of years ago before he died. You know, was it, where is the hope? Where is the hope?
Yes.
Well, there is hope. And,
yes.
You know, I remember I was having lunch with my wife just a few weeks ago, and the waitress was about 18 years old, and we got talking to her. She started to cry, and we said, what's wrong? And she said, oh, I'm so sorry. I almost didn't come into work today. We just lost a close family member to COVID. Mm-hmm. And I thought, here's a young woman, 18 years old. She probably never thought about death before. Probably never, you know, was an issue mm-hmm. to her. She had her whole life ahead of her, and now it's come knocking on the door of her family. And now she's asking questions. You know, what happens when I close my eyes for the last time in this world? Is there an afterlife? Can we know? Can we be sure? Now, what about
exactly.
reincarnation? Is that, maybe that's mm-hmm. an answer. And so that's why I'm hopeful that my new book, The Case for Heaven, will be an encouragement to people to point them in the direction of the hope that we do have, who is Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yes, amen. And and for you, again, and somewhat the same pattern as The Case for Christ, your journalistic skill set is in, mm-hmm. you know, investigates the evidence for life after death, which I love. I mean, it's just like, you know, Lee, God has blessed you with so much in this particular arena. It is it's true genius, as one friend of mine would say. It's God's super on your natural that gives us insight on this in such a profound manner that it, just like with this woman, it, at least pause to think, have that Salem moment to say, you know, even you know, like people have questions, say, well, Bill, is God judging us? Well, is it going to hurt you to think that he is? Or will this help you? You know?
Right. And I think, you know, the nice, by the way, thank you for the nice compliment. The nice thing about the approach I take as a journalist is I don't have to be the world's leading experts. I just find the world's leading experts and I interview them. And you know, I see my role as kind of a bridge between the scholarly world and the everyday world. I ask the questions that are on my mind. I'm an average guy. And if they can explain all this highfalutin scholarly stuff in language I can understand, then I can pass it along to the rest of us who are wondering about this stuff.
Why this book, Case for Heaven?
Well, you know, 10 years ago, I almost died. My wife found me unconscious on the bedroom floor, called an ambulance. I woke up in the emergency room. The doctor looked at me and said, you're one step away from a coma, two steps away from dying. And then I went unconscious again. And I had a condition called hyponatremia, which is a precipitous drop in my blood sodium level. And it caused my brain cells to take in moisture. And, of course, that starts making your brain expand within your skull. Well, there's no room in there to expand. And so I had hallucinations. I fell unconscious, and I would have died. And so fortunately, they were able to save me without any damage. About 25% of people with this end up mentally or physically disabled. But they were able to save me from this. And you know, I don't know if you've ever been on the edge of death where you're kind of floating between, you know, death and life, not sure which place you're going to come out on. It's a really clarifying experience. And even though I'm a Christian and I believe what the Bible tells me about the afterlife, I'm still kind of a skeptic by nature. My background's in journalism and law, so I tend to ask questions. I tend to look for evidence. And I thought, how do I know? Does this make sense? Does the biblical description of the afterlife really make sense? And so I started working on this book, and I interviewed neuroscientists and philosophers and theologians and historians and so forth, and tried to lay out a strong case so that people can have confidence that you know, in fact, the Bible says these things are written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God in order you may know that you have eternal life. God doesn't want us in a state of anxiety or uncertainty or apprehension. We can know for a fact that there is an afterlife and that we will spend eternity there with God.
Lee, would you say that you had a near-death experience?
No, not exactly. That's a good question. You know, a near-death experience, I was very skeptical about those, first of all. I thought they were kind of a new agey thing, and it wasn't a near-death experience in the sense that I had an out-of-body experience and went to heaven or things like that. But I began to investigate that, and I found there are over 900 scholarly articles written in scientific and medical journals about near-death experiences over the last 40 years. This is a thoroughly researched subject. And
exactly.
What I did...
Well, Lee, we got to go to break. We got to go to break real quick. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from Lee Strobel after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or a caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
After the top of the hour, great to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. Lee Strobel, the best-selling author, continues with us. We're talking about his new book, The Case for Heaven. Of course, many of you remember Lee, and I'm sure you have shared his book, Case for Christ. It's a perennial favorite, which details his conversion to Christianity. And now he gives us insight based on his journalistic investigative talent and giving us a case for heaven and evidence for life after death. Lee, before the break, you were talking about the process here, and I want you to pick it up from there, if you would, please.
Sure. You know, this issue of near-death experience that you brought up, I think, is a fascinating one. Because we have, and this is the key part, there's two things about near-death experiences that I learned that blew my mind. First of all, we have multiple cases, and I talk about them in my book, where we have corroboration that a person did separate their spirit, their soul, their consciousness, did separate from their body at clinical death. And they did experience things and see things that they otherwise could not have seen. For instance, there was a woman named Maria who had a heart attack. She died. She's clinically dead. She describes later how her spirit, separated from her body. She watched the resuscitation efforts, and then her spirit floated through the hospital, out the roof of the hospital, and then came back into her body. She was revived. And she said, by the way, there's a man's tennis shoe on the roof of the hospital on the third story landing. And it's a blue shoe and it's a left footed. And there's a wear mark over the little toe, and the shoelace is tucked under the heel. And they went up there and found it exactly as she described it. That kind of corroboration tells me that there is a process where our soul, our spirit, does separate from our body, just as Scripture talks about. You know, Bible says to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. Our soul separates from our body. And that's just one of many documented cases where we have corroboration. And so that tells me, number one, that near-death experiences can tell us that indeed our consciousness or spirit does live on. And then secondly, I interviewed John Burke for my book. John Burke is a researcher in near-death experience. He studied 1,000 of them. He's also a pastor of a church in Austin, Texas. He's also an old friend of mine. We used to serve together on the staff of a church about 25 years ago. But anyway, John had done all this research, wrote a best-selling book called Imagine Heaven. And his conclusion, this is shocking, his conclusion is that when you, yes, there are peripheral differences between some of these near-death experience accounts that people have, but there's a common core to them. Common things tend to happen. And when you look at that common core, they are consistent with Christian theology.
Yes,
that was
exactly
really important to me, that this is not stuff that is contrary to what the Bible tells us, but it is consistent with what Scripture tells us. So exactly. I have a whole chapter in my book where I give examples of this kind of corroboration, and I'm telling you, it's really amazing stuff.
I'll tell you, several years ago, we had the privilege to talk with Todd Burpo. Maybe he was part of your group, and you talked with him, and he's a pastor, and his young son, who had a near-death experience, and what he relayed, I mean, he was too young. I mean, he was like, I think, 4 or 5 years old, but what he relayed to his parents was just unbelievable. I mean, even to the point that when he was in heaven, he met his sister, that he wouldn't have known anything about. This was a sister who died early, as you know the story. Yeah. And boy, I'll tell you, it makes the hair on your arms, you know, raise up because
That's
of
right.
the story. And of course, it went on to become a movie as well. But go ahead.
That's right. And we have multiple cases of young children who die. And in this near-death experience, they meet a sibling who they did not know that they had, who had died before they were born.
Yes.
And their parents were going to wait until they were older to tell them about them. And yet they meet them. And you know, that's another form of corroboration. So, you know, that I think is extremely persuasive evidence that there is life after death. In fact, I found an interesting statistic. 27% of agnostics and 13% of atheists believe that there's some sort of life after death. So that's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, and you would think that if you believe there was life after death, the question is, are you prepared?
Exactly, exactly. And you know, the Bible it tells us explicitly that this salvation or the gift of eternal life is a gift that is available because Jesus died as our substitute to pay the penalty for the sins that we've committed and offers forgiveness and eternal life as a free gift of his grace. That's a message that is relevant to every human being. We're going to spend a lot more time in the world to come than we are in this world.
Without a doubt.
It's important that we know. Yeah.
In your conversations with these scholars, Oh, gosh, I wish I could have sat in on some of those. Just unbelievable. I mean, I imagine you probably couldn't take notes fast enough.
Yeah, it's so funny. Normally when I interview Schuyler, I have as many as six tape recorders running.
Wow.
I did a famous interview a number of years ago with Charles Templeton, the former pulpit partner Billy Graham, who lost his faith. And I had two recorders, and one of them failed. So I was glad I had a backup. So these days I have like six of them just to make sure that nothing fails. But, yeah, I mean, to be able to sit down with these scholars and spend a day like this neuroscientist from Cambridge University, who I interviewed about the existence of the soul. And she demonstrates that, you know, it is reasonable to believe that we are more than just our physical brain, but that we have a spirit, we have a soul. And she gives evidence for that. And this is important stuff for us to understand, because we need to know that our faith in Christ, that what the Bible teaches us about the afterlife, is consistent with what neuroscience tells us. It is consistent with what near-death experience tells us. And that gives us confidence.
Yeah, exactly. What it does is reinforce it's not necessarily the scientists have the final word, because we know that the final word comes from God Almighty himself, does it not?
Right. Absolutely. And none of this replaces what the Bible talks about, of course. It just corroborates it further and tells us that, you know, our faith in Christ is well placed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the thing that really brings a dimension to the Word of God, that God, in fact, did really say. And all these things are there for our discovery. It's not like he's some, you know, like he's, you know, hiding a piece of cheese or something like that.
Right.
I mean, it's right there for our investigation if we're going to spend, you know, and invest the time. And in this particular case, I've got to believe for you, Lee, I mean, here you were, a one-time atheist, and your faith has continued to grow as God has continued to, you know, pull back like an onion skin more and more revelation and understanding of who he is.
That's right. I mean, what brought me to faith mostly was the historical evidence for the resurrection of Jesus. And that's incredibly relevant to the topic of heaven, because if Jesus did indeed die and then was resurrected 3 days later, he's an eyewitness to the afterlife, number one.
Yes,
and number
right.
two, it validates his claim to be the Son of God, so he created the afterlife. And so what Jesus says about it is extremely relevant. And what I love about the way Jesus talks about heaven, he uses a metaphor of a home. You know, he says, there are many rooms in my Father's home. And, you know, it made me think, you know, if you ever traveled internationally, maybe for a long period of time, and it's kind of uncomfortable in a little primitive conditions, and you're living out of a suitcase, and you begin to have homesickness. And then when you finally get home and you crawl into your own bed, it's such a place of security and warmth and love and comfort. And Jesus uses that metaphor to say that's what heaven is like. That, you know, this world is not your home. That heaven is your home. Yeah.
And there's something about that instinctively that speaks to our heart. It's like the Word of God says, it's that word that goes out and finds its mate. And this is what this does as well. Lee, what about the people? We've got about a minute left here that say, look, I appreciate the case, but it's almost like I don't want to know, because then I won't be accountable.
Yeah,
what do you say?
I think, you know, God gave us the world to look at, to show us that he exists. But he gave us scripture to help us know more specifically about who he is and how we can know him personally. And, you know, he gave us apologetics, or, you know, the research and the studies for evidence of the faith, I think, to bolster the faith of people, to understand that this is not make-believe wishful thinking, but this is based on solid foundation of truth.
The Case for Heaven, a journalist investigates evidence for life after death. The New York Times bestselling author Lee Strobel has been our guest. Lee, congratulations on the book. Thank you so much for being with us. The book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. God bless.
Thanks so much, Bill. You too.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
California voters have spoken and rejected the Governor Gavin Newsom recall. Roughly two-thirds of the Golden State voters decided to keep the Democrat in power.
We said yes to all those things that we hold dear as Californians, and I would argue as Americans: economic justice, social justice, racial justice, environmental justice, our values where California's made so much progress. All of those things were on the ballot this evening. And so I'm humbled and grateful to the millions and millions of Californians that exercise their fundamental right to vote and express themselves so overwhelmingly by rejecting the division, by rejecting the cynicism, by rejecting so much of the negativity that's defined our politics.
USA Radio News.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets, stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Artist, actor, and was the youngest winner of American Idol, yet with all her success, Jordan Sparks has another story to tell for National Sickle Cell Awareness Month. Her own stepsister died from sickle cell, the disease that afflicts more than 100,000 Americans and their families. Also joining us is Buffy Swinehart of Aflac, which is partnering with Jordan to get the word out about a special program to help sick children. Jordan Sparks, Buffy Swinehart, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm great doing terrific. Thank you so much for asking. Great to have you both here. Jordan, obviously, the loss of a stepsister. I mean, the sickle cell has impacted your family beyond what we could even appreciate. But tell us a little bit of that story, if you would, please, how it's impacted your family.
Right. So my stepsister, Brianna, passed away about 3 years ago from sickle cell, and she was a true warrior. Like, she really wanted to not be the face, but she really wanted to help inspire other people that had sickle cell disease that they could fight and they could, you know, be happy and different things like that. And she was definitely in the hospital. She would have episodes. Sometimes she would be there 3 weeks out of the month. And so it was really hard to see that. And she, you know, she's 16 years old. You know, she's into boys and makeup and, you know, all those different things. And so it was really hard when she passed. But I know that she would be very, very proud of the work that Aflac is doing. And also me being able to partner and share her story, I think that also helps keep her legacy alive.
Exactly. It was like a baton got transferred to you from her, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I could call it that.
in a sense, I mean, you know, that here you were able, you know, to see all that she went through, and you know, her story. So this is really personal for you, and for you to pick, you know, as I say, pick up the baton from her, and you know, this mm-hmm. carries a real special empathetic message, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really beautiful thing, and we always want to shine a light on places and people and things that need the light the most. And to be able to partner with Aflac, with my special Aflac, just for the kids with sickle cell, and just knowing that they've done so much over the last 26 years to help, you know, push science forward and to donate the money for sickle cell has just been absolutely incredible. So I'm really grateful to be able to be a part of this campaign, but also knowing that she's with me this whole time,
exactly.
You know, helping
right.
push this forward.
Well, Jordan, you know, companies like Aflac and people getting involved in helping with sickle cell disease means a lot to you, and it goes a long way in, you know, making people aware of what's happening, as this is Sickle Cell Awareness Month, right?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there's definitely a lot of information you can get at aflac.com/sickle cell, but the one thing that I think is really amazing, well, not amazing, but it's the fact that I learned that there are over 100,000 families, like you mentioned earlier, that are affected by sickle cell disease. And I know I can count on one hand the number of conversations that I've actually had with people about sickle cell. Not a lot of people know about it. Not a lot of people understand what it means, you know, what a crisis is, how you can't really see the pain. Like, it's just something that's in the blood, mm-hmm. so they're afflicted all
yeah,
the time. And
yeah.
So it's just, it's been amazing to know that there are people who do want to get these stories out and do want to say, hey, look, this is something that we need to look at, and this is something that we need to support.
You see, up to now, you could only count a handful. Now, we're talking to millions of people. We're sharing your story. We're talking to them about sickle cell, and this is awesome. Buffy, let's bring you on. Tell us about Aflac's efforts to help.
Well, thank you so much for allowing us to share in the Sickle Cell Awareness Month and getting the word out, as Jordan said. Aflac has a 26-year commitment to helping children with cancer and blood disorders, and most of that is through our partnership with the Aflac Cancer and Blood Disorders Center of Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, which just happens to treat more children with sickle cell than any place in the country. So we're really proud of that $154 million commitment Aflac has made towards the center, and we have no eye on stopping that. So we're delighted to be here. Thank you for the time. Love working with Jordan to help get the word out. And in 2018, we launched this My Special Aflac Duck program, which to date we've given nearly 12,000 of these ducks away. But it's a social robot that helps with coping. And as we did a pilot program with patients with sickle cell and their families and medical professionals, we realized that we really needed to customize it to meet their needs. And so we're excited to be launching that in 2022. And to learn more, as Jordan mentioned, you can visit aflac.com/sickle cell.
Well, Jordan, we know in showbiz it's tough to compete with kids and animals, and you're sharing some spotlight with this famous duck, right?
I'm lucky I get to share the stage with them. You know, I grew up with the Aflac duck, so it's nice to actually get to see. I actually have one of the My Special Aflac ducks in my lap, and my son, I got one set, and it's beautiful. It's this little robotic Aflac duck, and it has feelings. And, you know, there's soundscapes and there's different things that are specific towards what the child is going through. So they have one with cancer, but next year they're launching the one, you know, that's customized for sickle cell. And just watching my son play with it, I mean, I can only imagine how it could comfort kids who, you know, see the walls of a hospital or have been undergoing treatments for a long time. So I'm really excited to be able to bring joy to kids' faces in that way.
Exactly. Buffy, I'm sure you have plenty of stories to tell about the kids' response with the duck as well, right?
Absolutely. In fact, I had the honor of meeting a family recently
struggling with sickle cell, an incredible story of twin boys. One had sickle cell, the other carried the trait. And the twin brother ended up being a bone marrow match for his brother dealing with sickle cell. It was incredible, inspirational. Both are doing really well, and it's kids like them that we are doing this for. As Jordan mentioned, we're just trying to bring joy and comfort in any way, shape, or form we can, and this just happens to be in the shape of a dud.
Oh, that is so cool. We love it.
Yeah.
That is so cool. Hey, Jordan, if you don't mind, I'm going to brag on you just a little bit, okay? She's
sure.
Grammy-nominated, multi-platinum singer, songwriter, actress who is one of the show's highest-rated seasons, garnered worldwide attention as winner of season 6 of American Idol, as you'll recall. She was just 17 years old when she won the coveted title. And, Jordan, since then, it's been a whirlwind from you. I mean, here you are selling multi-platinum albums, singles, setting records. With your, with your career, with your singing career, you're co-writing with Ariana Grande. The way that you co-wrote earned a BMI Songwriting Award, and then you end up on Broadway, and also you're on the big screen. You know, Jordan, I think you need to get a job because you're not working hard enough.
Sitting here like, oh man, it's early. That's a lot of work. Goodness gracious. But I appreciate you saying so. I'm having a great time, and I'm just grateful to still be able to do this and that people care enough to hear what I have to say. So thank you so much for having us on this morning.
Well, you've been awesome, both of you. Buffy, Jordan, congratulations, Jordan, on your career that is stellar. What can we look forward to in the near years ahead? What's next?
Oh my gosh, the years, I'm not sure, but I can tell you the next couple months, we got Christmas stuff. I have a Christmas movie, a Christmas album, and new music from my own vaults that I've been working on from the beginning of this year. So I'm very, very excited.
Well, we're looking forward to it.
For
congratulations. Yeah, okay, great. Well, we're looking forward to it, Jordan. And again, thank you, you and Buffy, for coming on the show. Remind everybody quickly as we wrap up where they can go for more information.
Aflac.com/sickle cell. Thank you so much.
You take care.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 117-12. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-D-787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rate subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
Nina! I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Eat
don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This song, huh? Boy, I'll tell you, and you will love it even more when you appreciate the backstory here. Benny Chiar is with us, and this is from his recent EP, Empowered, 3 days, I should say Benny Chiar and Empowered's most recent project, 3 days. It was released in late of 2019, and it continues to rise in the charts and get attention, and this particular cut, I'll Meet You There, Daddy song, is really special. Benny, always good to be talking to you. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Oh, great, man. Great to visit with you again.
Hey, and I'm glad we were able to get the song in there this time. Last time we were at NRB and everything was going so quickly, we didn't get a chance to play it for everybody, but I was bound and determined. I said, Brad, we got to get it on, and he was able to make it work. So, hey, before we get too far down the road, I was talking with somebody else, somebody that we know and love dearly, about, you know, your last name and how many times people mispronounce it, and you're so gracious and about it, and you know, and I just thought, well, you know, maybe I'd tease you a little bit about it, you know, because you know, and maybe give everybody a lesson, because you know, we were insisting that the mispronunciation of your last name is trending on Twitter now.
Is that right? of all things to be trending, right?
Well, hey, give us a break. Hey, give us a break. I mean, we can trend on your name considering some of this craziness that's happening in our world today, as you know. But, hey, just for a little levity, why not, you know? So tell everybody how they're supposed to say your last name correctly.
Okay, so in English, okay. Deshera, like Deshera. In Italian, my family, my grandfather on my dad's side and my grandmother on my dad's side, both of them are from Sicily. Mm-hmm. So in Sicily, a CH is a K, and then you roll an R like a D. So my name in Italian is Dichiara. So thankfully, I don't use the Italian pronunciation, or there'd be more trending Twitter stuff, right?
Well, look at, you see, this is the reason. But Dishara is what we say. And it's Shara, not Shara, right? No, it's Shara.
Dishara. Dishara.
Either one, tomato. It all works. But anyway, but the thing you have to always appreciate about Benny is, look at, he's got the music. He's got the voice. God's blessed him richly. And he's blessing us. Let's, you know, we played I'll Meet You There, Daddy's Song. Tell the audience about the backstory of Daddy's Song.
Yeah, and thanks so much for that, Bill. And for you, as always, Benny, so you're golden. you know, we haven't seen each other since Dallas, right?
Yeah, so, exactly, right, yeah.
At NRB. So, yeah. And I know we talked about this briefly. Late September last year, my dad, who's 81 years old, was complaining to my mom that he had some pain in his hip. And he's like, I think I have a blood clot, because he's had heart issues like forever. Quintuple bypass of the heart, aortic bypass down low. And, you know, and I'm always thought with my siblings, I'm the oldest of six, and we're always thinking, you know, boy, if we ever lose dad, this heart thing's going to get him. And so he had this pain in his hip. Went to my mom, and they said, "Well, let's go get a doctor's opinion on this thing."
Right. Mm-hmm.
So he went to the doctor. The doctor did some things, did some X-rays or whatever. Came back, and they said, "Like, dude, you've got stage 4 cancer." And the doctor pulls me outside the hospital room, and he's like, "I've never seen a patient come back from this." So I'm like, "Okay, they're speaking of some reality." So I'm like, well, okay. So as we've discussed before, I was a Navy corpsman, so I've got enough knowledge. I'm looking at the X-rays, and it looked like an ink blot test, right? I mean, it was everything, Bill, just brain, bones, front, back. And I'm thinking to myself, my poor daddy does not have a shot here. So when we, and I'm not sure what listener is listening today for this, but here it is. When you have your foundation based in Jesus Christ, that's what gets you through this stuff. If you don't, I don't know how anybody who's not has a committed relationship with Jesus, I don't know how to get through these things, right?
So exactly. I'm with you.
Mm-hmm. Because, listen, we all have an expiration date. We just don't know when or how. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at this thing, and I'm like, well, okay, great. It was a 9-day process. So 9 days later, dad's gone. October 2nd, which is coming up, makes a year already. And he was just, he was gone like that. So we were all there at the house when it happened at the end. So got to spend some time. I actually got to help take care of him post-life. Here and I did it for people in the military. I figured I could surely do this for daddy, right? So and my dad my dad and I were close. The biggest thing my dad taught was integrity. And man, that's a biggie, because there's a severe lack of that in the world today, which is why all this craziness is going on, right? So So he does that, and he passes. We, you know, we lay him to rest. We do the whole thing. God starts talking to me. You got to write a song about and for your daddy. But here's the thing. See, when God always gives me a song, he always gives me a, but here's the thing. Right? And so you really have to be dialed in to get those, well, here's the thing. Because when God says, well, here's the thing, you best be listening. So he's like, here's
that's
the thing.
Right.
There are people who have gone through loss. Loss of a parent, loss of a spouse, loss of a child, loss of a friend. Sometimes it doesn't even have to be a physical loss. It could be loss in general, as we've experienced over the past year. God told me this song needs to give them hope and joy, because I know all things. And if I'm in it, mm-hmm. I'm also in their life as they're going through stuff. Because exactly. Jesus even said in the Bible, right, you're going to go through stuff,
mm-hmm.
but I'm here. Right. So I had a good friend of mine, and she lost her mom several months ago to brain cancer, for instance. And she told me, she says, I don't think I'll ever find joy again until I see my mom in heaven. So I just, my spirit just got pumped up, right? And I was like, do not buy that lie from the devil.
Exactly.
And she says, what do you mean? And I said, where's your mom living right now? She's like, in heaven. And I said, that's right. And when your time here is done, where are you living? She says, in heaven. And I said, tell me that you can't have joy today knowing that before
exactly.
you see your mom again. And so hopefully our heart for this song is that that's what it provides for people, because the only way we get peace and comfort and calm in our life is when we hand it over to Jesus and we surrender that outcome to him. There's that thing of it.
Right. And that's where faith comes in, Benny. And the difference between faith, of course, once you get to heaven, this is why that's one of the elements that goes away. Faith is unnecessary when you're in heaven, because you know what is.
Right.
But until right. then, you're just hoping that God is true to his promise. Now, we know God time and again has been true to his promise, and you have this sense of, it's like the cross in what you were saying earlier. You have the comfort and joy of no matter what happens, if you have received Jesus and you're all into the cross gives us our redemption. It forgives us of all sins. It gives us the surety that all is well with our souls. And all is well with our souls is our souls here before we get to heaven. But we have to, we rest in that. And this is what your song is communicating to us. And as you say, when God said, hey, look, it's a little bit of a condition here about, writing Daddy's song. And here's Daddy's song, blessing people and encouraging them to say that, look, it's not over. We're talking eternity here. Temporally, we're on this plane, dealing with this and dealing with the pain and the results of sin and that. But we've got the antidote. The antidote is the cross. Now, by faith, can you look at the cross just like, the children of Israel had to look up at that snake, that bronze snake, when the plague broke out? And it had to be mind-blowing for them. I think Dallas Jenkins pointed out, I think maybe you and I talked about it when we were in Dallas together, and Dallas, pointed out in the Chosen series where there was a little bit of consternation. It's like, wait a minute, is this idolatry or what is this about? No, it's not idolatry. This is faith, because just like what God told you to do, God told Moses to do that. So you're obedient to what God's told you to do. Well, then your faith abounds, doesn't it?
That's such a great point. Think about this. You're talking about how Moses obeyed about putting a snake on a staff, right? So the caduceus in the medical field, right, the snake going up the staff,
right,
and the wings and all that, that's where that symbol comes from. It's representing
exactly.
the healing of that within the Bible. So, but yet here's a man who was obedient in that, but was like, disobedient about
exactly.
to rescue Israel. Right.
Well, Benny, we got to leave it there.
Want to generate Thank your you. Own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
the letters I